Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about what happens when your company adds a layer of management. Mm-hmm. Our question comes from someone who used to report directly to the head of his division and recently acquired a new boss who's positioned between him and his former boss.
Oh.
So the employee feels blocked but cannot change the situation.
Oh boy. I bet this is a fairly common phenomenon.
It is common.
And it almost always feels like a demotion when you suddenly have to report to someone between the direct boss that you've known for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it adds another layer of mistakes.
Right.
Confusion. All right, Logan, what's the question we got?
I work for a large company as the director of a marketing department, and I recently learned that a new layer has been added to the organization. Previously, I reported directly to the head of marketing and sales. Now I have to report to a new boss who was brought in by the CEO and who clearly doesn't know anything about our business. My previous boss was extremely knowledgeable about marketing our products and a great decision maker. I no longer have access to him. Instead, I have to teach this new boss how our business works and put up with trivial questions concerning company benefits and best places to take clients to dinner. What do I do?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's like a new job, really.
Yeah.
You have to impress this new person. You got to take the time to answer their questions and get to know them while they get to know you. Uh-huh. You got to put the time in.
Yeah, but I would say you also have to deal with your resentment about this change, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that suddenly as you said, it's a new job.
It's a new job.
It's a new day. And you probably have some feelings about the fact that this person was inserted without probably any consultation with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that the boss was just too busy, so they built in another layer because they needed some relief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens.
Right. Yeah. So, now this layer feels like an obstacle.
Well, and the layer doesn't know anything about the business. That's especially...
Right.
So I would take the time, you know, to really spend some time with this person and say, let me give you some historical perspective. Let me tell you how things have been going, and try to be in partnership with this person. You had a good relationship with your old boss. No reason why you can't have a good relationship with this person, unless this person is not good, you know, unless you do. But I think you have to start out trying to win this new person over. It's another job.
Yeah.
You have to win this person over.
Yeah. So Kathy and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, and I was going more for the find the exit sign.
You think this person should
generate new opportunity. Not always, but I would say generally speaking, there are a couple of pieces to this situation that I think are red flags. So the fact that the person was brought in by the CEO, and clearly doesn't know anything about the business, would be a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that the questions that this individual is dealing with are about company benefits and best places to take clients to dinner, would be a concern. Now, it doesn't mean, like you said, that with some time you may discover that they're brilliant and know great things about marketing and can be an asset. But if the writing continues to be on the wall of this ilk, you know, if it's someone who, because sometimes heads of companies will just insert the people they want to insert without thinking about its impact on the overall organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to put your time in to develop a relationship with this person.
Yeah.
And to see if, you know, there's somebody you can work with or train, or, you know, maybe they don't want to be bothered managing you and they give you free run to do what you want. You don't really know until you invest the time to get to know this person.
Yeah.
You know, look, they may feel full of power, they might be obnoxious, but that's not relevant. What really is relevant is that it's like starting a new job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a new boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and what I would say too is that it's great to be more, this is going to sound strange, but be more of a cat than a dog in this situation. So in
sit
other
back
words,
and watch.
Be observant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just see what this really means for you mm-hmm. whilst helping the person gain the skills that they need to do the job properly. But to just sit back and really see what does this mean overall for me, for the department, for the work that I'm doing. And as you say, for my ability to make decisions. Mm-hmm. Is the person going to hold authority loosely and let me continue to work as I have for many years? Or is it suddenly going to be a clampdown situation?
You know, this person has to report to your old boss, so you must know what that boss is like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can also help this person be effective with that boss. And then maybe they'll be effective for you. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. know. I would just look to be in partnership with this person to see if it can work before you jump to any conclusions. You know, I think you got to give it 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah. You got to give it 90 days, believe, before you can say, I'm out of here, or this is not going to work.
Because uh-huh.
this does happen.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Well, and at the same time, Kathy, you're always encouraging people to keep their networks active and fresh.
Well, that's without saying. I mean, you could love your job, and yeah. you should still be out there networking and make sure LinkedIn is up to date and that you've got a current resume, because you just never know yeah. what opportunities are out there. And there's a lot of opportunities out there right now.
Well, what I was going to say, so for those individuals who have something like this happen and who have been a bit dormant with their networking
yeah.
and their professional development, get those engines revving, baby.
Get to work. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, you can now text us at 228 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's at 228-28 My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show reviewing the basic rules of managing up, which is really what you have to do with a new boss.
Yes. Yeah.
You've got to get good at managing up. So yes. This is one of my favorite chapters in Working With You Is Killing Me. And actually, it is what we're asked to talk about a lot.
That's very true.
I mean, there's one organization that has us come back and do it over and over again, which is really kind of nice.
Well, especially for people who are new-ish in their careers, that notion of managing up is a novel one, and mm-hmm. it's not something you're ever taught in school,
right?
It's literally only something you might learn in the workplace or by reading our book.
And where we came up with these concepts was we had a bunch of business owners or managers that had an employee that they were petrified would ever leave them one day. They were so mm-hmm. stellar. And we went and figured out, well, what are these employees that are so valuable, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And that's how we identified what they are. So I'm just going to give you the five. One is to train your boss to meet with you regularly. And we do mean that. Mm-hmm. Without that, you are not going to have the same relationship. And they're not going to know what you're up to. And you're not going to get your questions answered. Two, come to every meeting with a detailed agenda. Mm-hmm. That is your running list. Number three, keep a pulse on your boss's changing priorities, so every day is going to be different. Number four, anticipate problems and offer solutions. Don't just come with problems. And number five, always be prepared to give a status report on your projects. Always know the status of everything you're working on, because yeah. you don't know when they're going to ask you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say I love those
yeah.
five. But I do think it's similar to we talk about with unhooking, you should go in sequence. I do think that the most important fundamental thing is to have that regular meeting mm-hmm. with your boss, Right. And Kathy, you're often saying a meeting does not mean you're passing each other in the elevator.
Right.
And you quickly ask a question about something you're working on.
Right. That's
on.
Not a meeting. And a meeting is as they're running by your desk to get catch an airplane.
Right.
Right.
You're saying, what do I do with this? And the manager, that's not a meeting.
Right.
Uh-huh. So a meeting is their undivided attention. And we hear this all the time. You don't understand. My boss won't give me the time.
Yeah.
Well, then you have to train them to do it.
That's right. And bosses can often be confused because you may be sitting right next to each other mm-hmm. all day long. And so you assume, well, we know what each person knows what the other person is doing, but that's not what we're talking about either.
No, that's also not a meeting. Sitting next to each other.
So why is it important to actually meet?
Because that's when you can look at the bigger picture uh-huh. and you can get some real clarity on what the expectations are, how you're doing, mm-hmm. What the bigger picture is, where we're going.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's a time that the two of you take out to focus on the job performance and what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also think with the agenda, you have a running list so that you can always go back and refer, well, 2 months ago, you said that wasn't a priority.
Right.
Okay, it is today, but
right.
I didn't know that. You know, like, you know, so this whole idea of doing this, for anyone who does, you know it works. Mm-hmm. And you have to train your boss. If they don't show up for a meeting, book another one.
Yeah.
You know, just you have to keep working at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a challenge to get this in place. Bosses tend to not like meetings just as much as you don't like
right.
them.
Right, or they have too many meetings.
Or they have too many. So one of the things that we often talk about is finding a time that's convenient for your boss, where they're not overrun with meetings. It might be at the end of the day, beginning of the day. You can ask them when mm-hmm. would be a time, and it only needs to be, what, 15 minutes, right?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
At least that's all you have to ask for.
Right.
To get it on the schedule.
Right. And once they get used to it, they're going to like it.
Yeah.
And they'll look forward to it. And especially if you bring an agenda, you may not get to everything on that agenda, but at least they have a list of what you're interested in.
Right.
And I mean, I know a lot of people say they throw the agenda away, you know, their bosses, they give them back. They don't
yeah.
want them. I know there's difficult bosses out there,
yeah.
but managing up takes a while to get your boss trained.
Yeah.
And it works. It really works.
I want to say that I did this years ago. When I was working as an employment counselor with my boss, who was so harried all the time. Mm-hmm. But just if I met with her once a week for 20 minutes, she could settle down mm-hmm. and focus on the questions that I had to ask mm-hmm. her. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I tried throughout the week to get her attention, literally she'd be running from one room to another and not
yeah.
really available, not really yeah. alert when I was asking her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, many times bosses are putting out fires or they have their own workload they have to get done. So
yeah.
your problems, no, leave me alone. That's not what I want to do today. But, you know, you got to get your boss to get that this is an important part of their job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other piece. There's so few bosses who know how to manage mm-hmm. or what management should look like.
Right.
Right. So when we're doing executive coaching, that's very often one of the first things we ask the manager. When do you meet with your staff? Do you meet with your staff?
And many don't.
That's right. And
many don't
have agendas themselves or goals, specific goals clearly laid out for their staff.
Right. And, you know, it takes us a while sometimes to get managers to see the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into the habit. I'm just going to read you the 5 high fives of managing up. So this is the more advanced.
Uh-huh.
Be on time or early for the start of your day. 2 is be a gatekeeper and keep away unwanted time eaters. 3, create systems so that others can find things when you're not around. 4 is keep confidential information where it belongs. And 5 is under-promise and over-deliver. So all 10 of these are mm-hmm. really great qualities to bring to the workplace so that your managers learn to respect you and value you.
Yeah.
And I suggest you pick up Working With You Is Killing Me if you want. That starts on page 103, the whole managing up concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you are having trouble with a boss of any kind, you could just start applying some of these principles and see if it improves your situation.
Exactly.
And if you don't, let us know.
Yeah.
At info@mycrazyoffice.com.
Yeah, we would love more questions on this topic or like this topic.
All right. So that's it for this segment. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories at AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.